And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Amen. Knowing who he was, Jesus took off his outer robe. The robe Jesus would have been wearing on this night was a symbol of role and occupation and status. So during the first half of our life, which can last a lot longer than half of our life, it is normal and even rather important for us to seek that which gives us status, identity, and power. It's the important work of the ego to gather our identity together, to learn and integrate that which makes us, us. I am a daughter, a mother, a sister, a friend, a social worker, an Episcopalian, a Christian, a priest. Wrapped up in that, I'm an activist, an organizer, a woman, a financially independent citizen. I like music and dance and theater and art and poetry, and the list goes on and on because I have been gathering this list for 50 years, and I'm fairly attached to many of these things that I believe make me me. And I have wrapped myself up in them much like an outer robe, and I find it can be hard to take them off. I find that it can bring about deep feelings of insecurity when they are taken from me, or I lose them and cannot seem to get them back. Tonight, this Maundy Thursday of Holy Week, we will accomplish three essential acts. We will wash each other's feet, we will share communion, and we will strip the church of all the symbols of our Christian faith except for one, the cross. Jesus, having dinner, communion with his friends, removes his outer robe and wraps himself instead in a towel. He removes the outer robe, the symbol of his status, and replaces it with a symbol of servanthood. And then he washes the feet of his dear friends the night before he will be denied by them and then executed by the empire. Why does Jesus need to remove the outer robe before washing the feet? And why do we need to remove the symbols of our faith from this building on this night? The answer is really so simple that it would be easy to miss, and yet so difficult, it is also easy to refuse it. The answer is this: until we are willing to let go of all that we think makes us who we are, we will never really be willing to accept who we really are, which is servants to our friends, servants to our brothers and sisters, servants to humanity. That is to remove our outer robe and replace them with the servant's towel. Until then, it will be very difficult to accept who we truly are. As long as our primary concern, as long as my primary concern is my ego, as long as our concern is holding on to all that we feel makes us who we are, wealth, power, prestige, relevance, security, safety, symbols, we will never truly be willing to let go and to sacrifice to build the kingdom of God right here on earth. So what is it that allows Jesus to remove the outer robe, the symbol of his status as teacher, and take on the towel of servanthood, and to make this ultimate sacrifice? It reads, knowing he came from God and that he would return to God, Jesus takes off the outer robe. Jesus knew he was beloved. He knew he was from God. He knew he would return to God. Jesus knew who and whose he was. Thus, Jesus was secure. And in his security, he was able to accept his identity, which was a servant. And he washed their feet and loved them to the end. Now, eventually, Jesus puts those robes back on. And eventually, Roman soldiers, after killing him, cast lots to see who will get those same robes. So in the end, Jesus' status doesn't save him, and they cast lots for the robes, and he dies hanging under a sign that reads, King of the Jews. Jesus' status didn't save him from death, but the way he lived and loved saved us from living a dead life of mere ego if we choose to follow his example as servants. No title or status, no power or wealth will save us from death. We all die. But how we choose to live, and how we choose to love, and what we choose to do with our power, and where we draw our security from here on earth, may save us from living a very small and dead life of the ego. So after we share a meal together, we too will remove our robes, our outer garments, our symbols of role or status, even our symbols of faith. And we will do so to remind ourselves, yes, of his sacrifice, but also that these symbols do not make us who we are, and they sure won't save us. What makes us who we are is not the symbols of faith that we wrap ourselves in, but our living as faithful people. What makes us who we are is our security that we too are from God, and we too will return to God. What makes us who we are is following the example of Jesus as we live, a servant, wrapped in a towel, washing feet, willing to sacrifice and love even to the end. Amen.